problem for everybody is running out of storage space, running out of data storage space. So what's the latest technology on this area?
Well, I'm not talking about you run out and you buy, you're out of storage and you go buy something. I'm talking about we're running out of data storage mm-hmm. space permanently in this world. So what's happening is that they're making the data storage containers even smaller now. So what we have right now, if it holds 32 gigs, it'll hold, you know, 150 times more than that in the same device. So we're running out of the data storage space. They have to do something, and they're using heap storage devices, anything to make that storage space smaller so we can fit more in it. Because, like I said, servers and the places where they house information, they're running out of space.
Now, this next item, Rick, I don't know if it's good news or bad news. I'm kind of thinking it's bad news when we talk about the end of customer service desks, which I would assume that means being able to speak to a live attendant.
Yeah, as your first option, that's kind of what it means. Initially, and some companies are already doing this, they're going to try to make sure you answer your question or get your problem solved. Either by an automated response, or you're going to do it online through a chat room or through an online chat. So the days where you're going to be able to call someone right away and them answer the phone and answer your question, you're going to have to jump through more hoops to do this. So another option is crowdsourcing. They're going to have other people that have the same problem post their answers on a bulletin board or on a website or a forum, and they will direct you to that forum to get your answer.
Well, that sounds fair, at least. I mean, at least you're getting some sort of real people, even if you're not talking to them directly, to be able to get answers to questions. Because right now, it's just absolutely crazy when you try and get someone live, no matter what it is, to try and talk about and get some help. So, again, I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but I'm not surprised by this news.
And now, Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week. Of the week.
All right, of course, that means it's time for the app of the week. So what do we got right now, Rick?
Yeah, for people that have started maybe working out or a new fitness regime with the new year, I got some information on this app. It's called the Vita Health Coach, and it's only available for Apple devices, but it's a free app that gives a lot of tips and information on creating a more healthy lifestyle and a fitness and exercise routine. And you can add in a premium service for $15 a month. You get live coaching from a physical personal trainer on this app. There's experts in nutrition, fitness, health, motivation, and you can call on them 24/7, and they'll walk you through your daily plans and what you should be doing, your lifestyle changes, and offer the motivation and a lot of times the advice you need. So a free app. But $15 a week to get a personal coach is kind of kicking your butt as you try to get in shape for the new year.
So that's $15 for the week, so you could use that 7 days a week for that week if you wanted to for $15.
You could. You could use it every day. Vita Health Coach is the name of the app. I have not tried it yet myself. I've read and done a lot of research. I've talked with someone representing the app. The $15, I pointed out to them, may be a little steep per week. But when they pointed out the cost of usually what one personal training session is for a whole week, and you could use this every day, but you're going to use it, I would say it's worth the $15 a week.
All right, listen, Rick, you sound under the weather. Hope you feel better, and as always, appreciate your expertise when it comes to finding out what's going on in the tech world.
Never too sick to go on with you, Mitch, and hope you find that toilet flush sound. Not soon. Otherwise, that might be my career getting flushed right down the toilet. I don't know. But we'll talk to you next week.
Oh, we're going to break with it. Don't you worry. Rick Lippert with us there on the waitfor.com hotline. We'll come back. So for Wireless Wednesday.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.